This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Protests are expected to continue for a second day today as part of nationwide ICE-out protests against federal immigration operations. Thousands gathered across multiple protests in Metro Denver Friday. Matthew Anderson Duncan is an oncology nurse in Colorado.
They take somebody who dedicated his life to helping other people and curing the sick, and they shot him in the street. So that's why I'm taking a stand.
Meanwhile, school cancellations and mass walkouts of students and teachers have some parents in the Denver area split. Mom Randy Maves was frustrated by finding out Friday morning that her five-year-old's early childhood education program was closed.
I just think it was really poorly handled because in my mind, if they knew there were going to be potential teacher shortages, they should have aligned substitutes earlier in the week.
Mom Sophia Solano was planning on attending a protest with her 17-year-old.
I know there were a lot of parents who, you know, could be inconvenienced by this, but to me, having ICE in Colorado and what's happening in Minneapolis is far more of an inconvenience than having our kids out of school for one day.
Aurora and Adams 14 school districts were closed Friday, along with a number of metro area businesses who participated as well in the protest, and more protests are planned. An outbreak of bird flu in Weld County has led to a disaster declaration by the state's lieutenant governor. The virus is known to result in sudden death among domestic poultry. The activation directs the Office of Emergency Management to help the county with its response, recovery, and mitigation efforts. This is CPR News and KRCC.